Voters in Oregon are going to the polls Tuesday to vote in their presidential primary along with a host of state and local races. But truth be told, Oregonians aren't going to the polls. That's because all 2.3 million voters in Oregon get their ballots through the mail. And Oregon this year became the first state to automatically register new voters when they get their driver's license. Salem correspondent Chris Lehman reports.
In a special election in 1996, Oregon Democratic Senator Ron Wyden became the first person ever elected to Congress exclusively through a vote-by-mail election. He remains a big fan of the system, which the state adopted for all elections in 2000. Wyden held a press conference this month at the Oregon Capitol in Salem to announce a bill that would expand the system nationwide.
We're interested in taking the Oregon way, vote by mail, into precincts all across America.
Wyden's proposal would require all federal elections to be held through the mail. States could still do as they please for state and local races. Wyden's tried expanding vote by mail before to no avail, but he says maybe this year will be different. Wyden points to reports of people standing in line for hours to cast ballots in presidential primaries.
Voting should not be a test of somebody's physical endurance. It should not be a Kafka-esque experience in defeating bureaucracy.
Oregon is now one of three states that vote entirely by mail. The others are Washington and Colorado. In another step to expand access to elections, Oregon this year became the first state to automatically register voters when they get their driver's license. Oregon Secretary of State Gene Atkins says since the law took effect in January,
we've registered 51,050 voters this way.
The automatic registration also happens when people renew their license or change their address. The system checks for factors such as citizenship status and age, and whether you're already registered. If you're eligible, the state sends you a letter telling you you're now registered to vote in Oregon. You can opt out, of course. So far, just 6% of voters have done that. The newly registered voters are not assigned a party affiliation. They can choose one later if they want. So far, that's less than a quarter of them. Oregon's motor voter law has its opponents. During a lengthy floor debate, Republican State Representative Julie Parrish called it an invasion of privacy.
Democracy is also about choosing not to participate, and when we forget that and we opt people in, I really try to avoid yes votes on anything that takes away the choice from a citizen, and this bill does that.
One unanswered question: how many of these newly registered voters will go on to cast a ballot? Secretary of State Jean Atkins says her office will crunch the numbers after the primary, but at this point, she has no idea.
This is a place where we're pioneering. We don't have a lot of history to go on, either here in Oregon or elsewhere, since we were the first state to start to do this. And so everybody's watching and everybody's very interested.
The first real test may come in November. That's because Oregon's party primaries are closed, meaning most of the newly registered people will be able to vote in only a handful of nonpartisan races. Oregon's automatic voter registration law passed on a near-party-line vote. Since then, three other states have followed Oregon's lead: California, West Virginia, and Vermont. But Oregon's law is the only one that's gone into effect during this election cycle. I'm Chris Lehman in Salem.